89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
Sometimes I wonder, I like some songs from the early 80s, but I was just a little girl at that age. I was like, what, 6 years old? And he wasn't even born, but I remember listening to those songs and enjoying it. But he's like a baby, so I'm wondering, like, well, if I tell you that I like this song, it's because I actually listened to it. Maybe he listened to it much later, and he will know. But me, I was, like, born during that time that it was popular. He was just a baby.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm Villanique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show on High Vibes and the Mic. This is Véronique and Sylvia. How are you today?
Hey, doing good, Véronique. Hi, everyone.
Hi. So we're going to talk about our personal situation here with Sylvia and I. We are very, very young, beautiful women, but we also have younger husbands. So not a lot of age gap. For me, it's, do you want to tell us, Sylvia? For me, it's 5 years. What about you?
Yeah, for me, six.
Six,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about that. Maybe, you know, some of you ladies are in the same situation. And let's see if there's advantages and disadvantages of being married to someone a bit younger. For me, I will say the first, let's talk about the disadvantage first.
Yeah.
So, for me, the first disadvantage will be when I first met him. So I was younger, of course, and he was much younger. I was in my early 30s. He was in late 20s. That was a big no. That was a big no. No, no, no way. I was thinking he's not going to be mature enough. He still want to have fun, maybe chasing, you know, women around. And he's also from the Caribbean, and the Caribbean men, I'm sorry, they don't have a good reputation. Again, I'm going to send you back to my previous episode about the cheating boyfriend.
Cheating boyfriend, yeah. Got to check it out.
All right.
Got to check that one out.
I will put the episode number in the show notes if you want to listen to it. And then for me, it was a big no when he told me his age. I was thinking, there's no way. And then, so we just became friends because... For me, it was really good on paper, but in my mind, it was way too young, and there was no way. And I was ready to settle. I was ready to get married, have a serious boyfriend, get married, have kids. I was ready for the whole thing. And in my mind, that wasn't him because he was too young and he was still chasing girls. And after being friends for a few months, I realized, okay, that's really not his case. That's really not the guy. He's really serious. He wants to stay with me. He wants to do the whole thing. So. Thank goodness he stick with me and changed my mind. But the first thing for me was the maturity gap. I was really afraid he wasn't going to be mature enough. And actually, he's more mature than me in a lot of situations. What about you when you met Patrick?
Yeah, well, for me, it was the same way when I found out, because I was 35 when I met him and I was ready to settle down.
Yeah.
Like start a family. Really wanted that, but like just would not happen before, you know, just, you know, and there was a lot of parties, a lot of just like, okay, I'll enjoy the parties. I'll go out, but that's not what I want. I want to settle down and hopefully I'll find someone just like that. So when I met him at an Irish pub, and of course, like both of us drinking everything, I was like, oh, there's no way that anything's going to come out of that. And actually, I didn't find out about his age on that night that I met him. It was two nights later that we met up again. And then I asked him, oh, by the way, how old are you? And he's like 29. I was 35. I was like, what? 29 yeah. years? You're not even 30 years old? Hell no, there's no way. Come on. Are you kidding? Yeah. I couldn't believe he was like that much younger. Although it's, you know, 6 years up younger, but it's not like that much. But still, I always actually dated younger guys, to be honest. Like that, when I look back, they're always younger than me, but about 2 years max, you know? No, was one maybe that was it's five. Nothing. But like the serious relationships, they were 1 or 2 years, so nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're like five or six, it's a much bigger difference. And when I saw that, I was like, oh no, I can't believe that. But then I even asked for the ID. No, I don't believe you. Let me see your ID.
Really?
And he showed me 1984. So I was shocked, but anyway, I kind of didn't really think much about it. I said, okay, let's see what happens. So sure enough, like Pascal, he's way more mature than anyone for his age.
Yeah.
And much more like the same level of maturity that I have, especially us women, that we get way like we are more mature than men regardless, even if you're on the same age. But he was at the same level as me, you know. So it all worked out because he wanted to have a serious relationship, start a family, and everything flew very easily. But yeah, the shock of knowing the age, because you just think they're going to be players, right? Like for under 30, for sure, you're going to. But then you have guys who are 40, 50, and they're still playing. They still don't want any serious relationship. So it gets a little tricky.
Yeah, yeah, it's just the reputation, you know, they have. And for me, I was really afraid that we were not going to be in the same, you know, life stages because actually, kind of, after like a few months, I was already starting talking about kids, but not like, oh, we need to have kids right now. I was thinking in the future, you know, I would like to have kids. And him, he wasn't at that stage at all. And he was telling me, oh, you know, I think it was his first like very serious girlfriend. And he was telling me, oh, you know, I just want to date her or something like that for the moment. And I was like, no, okay, so we need to stop right now. If you just want to date, I'm not interested. And I told him, oh, you know, we need to take a break or something like that.
Take a break.
Right? The following day was like, okay, well, we don't need to take a break. No, don't worry about it.
regret it.
Yeah, I don't have time to play. I didn't have time to play. I was like, I think 33. I'm like, no, I don't have time to play. No, I need to, those eggs are not getting younger, okay? We need to, we need to roll with it. And I knew what I was talking about because I had fertility issue later on. You know, I realized that you're not a fertility issue. So if I had known at that time, I wouldn't have even waited to be married. So to start a family. Right?
When you think about it.
That's another episode again.
That's another episode. About... How funny they all connect and it's random.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that could be one of the disadvantages of being married to a younger man, the maturity gap, different stage in life.
This is one that is, you know... Like he's a millennial and I'm a Gen X.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There is that, even though, I mean, it's, when does it start? 1981. So I'm 78, but yeah, Gen X. And he always makes fun, like, yeah, I'm millennial. we do it in a funny way. Like he's always joking because then you see that we go through different stages in life faster, right? I was the first one to turn 40, and that's when I was. That's when I had my second son. I was 39 when I had him, and then I turned 40, and that's when we officially got married. We did a small ceremony, but you know, like those big dates, like 40. He turned 40 this year, just like in past January. So now next is gonna be me turning 50 in 4 years. So you know, like we are the ones starting with those big dates. But I don't think it gets to the cultural thing. Like the age gap is not that big to be like, oh, don't you remember this song? Or maybe, I don't know. What do you think? Like movies Would you say like movies would be a thing that you'd see a difference?
So the thing with Pascal and I, he was born in the Caribbean, I was born in France. And there was some time I'm listening to some music, and it done, because it's like a lot like pop, like Depeche Mode or stuff like that. Uh-huh. That didn't, you know, move to the, didn't never went to the Caribbean, that kind of music.
Oh, okay.
And uh-huh. I'm a big fan of Depeche Mode, I'm a big fan of music like that. And sometimes I'm like humming to the music, blah, blah, I'm singing, and it's like, what are you singing? What is that music? And so I listen to some music, and he doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know those kind of music. Famous pop artists, of course, he will know because that was playing in the Caribbean too. But there's a lot of music, like little artists or maybe like one hit wonder that was big in France for a while. He never heard about that before. So that would be our little, you know, difference, but it's because he was in another country.
Yeah.
But except for that, like you know, I was the first one to turn 50. 50 And I can tell you that even him, he had big eyes like, oh my God.
Like, this is real.
I know. That's why I'm doing my laser a lot.
That's why we have to do a lot of skin treatment, look good, try to look younger than our age.
Okay, skin treatment to look good for my husband. So yeah, I don't know. For the movies and things like that, no, we have the same references. Yeah, we know the same bands from the 90s. We know the same, and also my husband is kind of old soul, thank God. So I don't have to really explain things to him from the 90s or late 80s or you know, stuff like that. You know, back in the days we used to do that. You know,
back in the days when you were a little baby, I was already doing this and that. No, it's not that much of a gap for like to have that difference in culture and like music. Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes I wonder, I like some songs from the early 80s, but I was just a little girl at that age. I was like, what, like 6 years old? And he wasn't even born, but I remember listening to those songs and enjoying it. But he's like a baby. So I'm wondering, like, well, if I tell you that I like this song, it's because I actually listened to it. Maybe he listened to it much later. And he will know, but me, I was like born during that time that it was popular. He was just a baby.
I know. But what's good with music, it's ageless. You know, music, it's forever. So that's good. You can listen to it 20 years later and you know about it. But sometimes I make fun even of Pascal, because we have a lot of Caribbean song that when I was dancing on those Caribbean songs, I was in my 20s. And so I was flirting on, you know, those songs are very flirty. Mm-hmm. And I was going to the club and I was dancing on those songs. And sometimes I make fun of him, like, oh, you know, when I was flirting on those songs, you were still in middle school.
You still play soccer with your school friends.
You couldn't even go to the club. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Old enough to be in the club. So, yeah, that's some disadvantage. One of the disadvantages also is I had, I only had my mindset when I met him. Oh, you know, yeah, it's not gonna be possible right away because of the age gap, which is not that big actually. Mm-hmm. But when you're ready to settle and you see the guy as 5, 6, 7 years less than you, you right away you start questioning if he's a good guy or if he's gonna be serious.
Yeah, when,
you know, doesn't mean anything. Could be the complete opposite. Because I met a lot of older guys than me and they were crap. They were not serious at all. Like you said, like they were in their 40s and they were still chasing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Yeah. So in the end, but I think it's a normal reaction that we just get like, oh gosh, how is this like younger? So he's not going to take anything serious. He's going to be... But then they can really surprise you. I have a friend who's dating. I mean, she's married, dating. Her husband is 10 years younger than her. You're like 10 years younger. Yeah. And so she's my age. She's 46. She's 36 years old.
Wow.
But yeah, they have two sons and together and thriving. So it is possible. But, you know, we can get a little self-conscious with the difference in age when you're like being older a little bit. Like there is that. But it goes away, you know, like goes away over time. feel confident in your skin, and you're good. If you look as young as they do, or maybe they look older than they should be looking.
Tired.
Patrick, he has a nice beard now. He looks older with a beard, so it's good. Mm. Like, we all look like pretty much the same age.
Yeah. But also, you know, you also expect when you're ready to settle, you also expect to be with the man who already is making his living, who has a steady job. Maybe not somebody that's still in school studying to get his job, or who's going from, you know, day to job, job to job. You want some stability. And when I met my husband, I was happy that he already had a steady job. So that was a good thing for him. That was actually a good advantage. But yeah. If you would tell me, you know, I'm still looking for a job, or I'm still in school.
Oh, No, for sure.
We would have been friends. Let's stay friends.
That's a big no-no.
Island.
There's a potential to grow, that you have actually pursuing a career. Yeah. If not, no, thank you.
Exactly. Now what about the advantages? What is a good advantage for you that is a bit younger?
Well, so advantages. We definitely, the younger men have more energy, so which is great when they're younger than you. In our case, we have three boys, so he's always out with them playing, and they're like playing the swimming pool, playing, like running around. They do a lot of those things that I would think that someone much older, 10, 20 years older, would not have the energy to do. So that's good. Bring up that fresh, new young energy to the household. So that is definitely a plus. Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Pascal does thing. He can stay the whole day working under the hood of his car, doing a lot of stuff, then help me with the kids, then go pick up something at the grocery. Yeah, more energy. When he's not working, of course, 50 hours at work, which would take all his energy, unfortunately. But yeah, he has a lot of stamina, even compared to me. I'm starting to slow down a little bit. A bit tired, especially with the toddler. I'm like, who doesn't sleep at night anymore? Yeah, I'm getting a bit tired. But the energy is it's really completing me, that definitely. Because I need somebody who's going to help me. I cannot do that on my own when you have kids.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to do that alone. Yeah, we need, you know, you need a partner. It's too hard to do that alone. I still don't know how my mom did. I have no idea, seriously. And even it was even worse back in the days. You know, you didn't have all those help, so...
Yeah, help from relatives, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
you can count with the help from relatives, which is huge. But without that,
no way.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, like the energy, definitely less baggage, past relationships. You know, that's a good thing.
I have a good one about that. So when we were starting going out. Before me, Pascal went out with a girl, and once we were with some friends, we were on mission in San Francisco, we were getting something to eat, and he was walking in the front with a guy, and I was walking behind them, maybe like a few steps behind with the girl, we were talking, and I saw a girl coming to their direction, it was his ex, and when he saw him, I don't know why, I think she tried to kiss him, to say hi, to kiss him. Uh-huh. And knowing that I was at the back, you know, behind him, but I don't know why. What would I say? I'm not going to say anything. It's your ex. I don't care. He tried to not to kiss him. He did like the Matrix.
Oh, he did?
And every time I told him, what did you do the Matrix that day? He did like the Matrix, not for, you know, her lips to go on his face. But from far, far away, I was looking at the scene. It was so funny. I was wondering, what's going on over there? After he said hi, and she left, and after I asked him what happened, he's like, oh, you know, this girl I used to date, and he's like, I don't know, it was weird, she was trying to kiss me, I didn't want to kiss her. I was like, wow, that was rude, could just have said hi. She didn't want to,
can you be a little more,
she wanted to kiss you on the lips, right?
I don't know, he was
all nervous, you know, we were going on just a few months, so he was all
nervous. You never know, if you're going to freak out, so just better be safe than sorry.
Exactly. But no baggage, no baby's mama, no drama.
No, yes. No. None of that. No,
no,
thank
marriage
you.
Before me. Yeah, no baggages because I dated. Did I date some men with baggages before? I'm not sure, but I had friends or family who did. And it's always, there's always an issue. There's always a baby's mama.
Oh,
and stuff
yeah.
Like that.
No way. I never did.
And, or they have to give child support, you know, to the other family. And it's like splitting, you know, the whole financial household in two. It's always like problem after problem. So for me, that's, yeah, number one, no drama, no old drama. Leave it behind.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And, you know, like a big age gap. I mean, that if the guy is older, or if you are old, like much older, I guess like it gets tricky, right? Because I know someone who is married to a man 20 years older than her.
Ooh,
and it's a lot. Like he could be my dad. He's your, she's your age. And she looks pretty good. She's like she looks amazing. But he's 70. So he's much older. And it gets, at some point, like she said, when they were younger, it didn't really hit her because they met 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So she said he was still kind of in his prime, you know, or like in his 50s. But then things start going down. And then when it's a big age gap like that, he himself started questioning about how many years he has of like good quality of life, you know, since he's 70 now.
They have kids?
And they have kids, two little girls. She had babies late as well, like 41 and 43, the youngest. But he was already married before. And he has daughters like the same age as me. Like my dad is 72. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So it is like, it's kind of like hitting them in that way that like shock of reality now. Reality shock of just like, wow, this is a huge gap, you know? So I think when it gets that big, it's possible. I think if you really love each other, started everything very like the solid, I don't know, maybe it can happen. My grandma married my grandpa it was a 20-year gap. But until he passed away, and I mean, that's the only way they separated. Of course, he died. But she stayed with him all the way. So yeah, it gets trickier, you know, with a bigger gap.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of my aunts also, she married a man that was 20 years older than her. And the thing is, so they were living in France at the time. And he always said, you know, when I retire, I want to go back to the Caribbean. She was a housewife. And then when she was in her 40s, she was like, oh, you know, the kids are big now. She had four kids. I have nothing else to do. So I want to go back. I want to start working. Actually, I would like to have a career now. And he was ready to retire. So it's like, so now we have to go back to the Caribbean. She was like, no, we don't. I'm going to start training to work like for like in a daycare or something like that. She's like, no, we don't. I'm going to start my training soon. Well, they got a divorce. He left. Went back home to the Caribbean because he was already in his 70s to retire. She was
Look at that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, late 40s. And she stayed behind and they got a divorce. So
because it's a big difference.
What she
tells me is that she still wants to go out to places. She likes to hang out, to go to dinner, wine tasting, doing fun things. And he's in that stage that it's understandable. He doesn't want to do any of that.
Yeah.
So it's like him with very low energy and she wants to still do a lot of things. So it can clash like in that sense of... We, in this age difference that we have, at least us, right, Veronique and I, it's not that big that it's like, oh my God, someone's going to be like low energy and...
Yeah, no.
Because it's a huge gap. So it's still doable. Even think like 10-year difference is more, it's also doable. I just think like 20 gets really like stretching it. It's harder. It's doable. Of course, people like they all have different stories and commitments, right? It can work for everyone. In a way, but I just feel like it's harder.
Well, it is. It's a lifetime. 20.
It's a lifetime. It's a whole generation.
You're an adult. It's a generation. You're an adult and somebody's born. So yeah, that's the whole generation. That's so... Mm-hmm. So you have to take that in consideration. I hope, you know, your friend, at least they know that they're committed to each other and, you know, one can do their thing on their side with their friends and the other one just stay home and watch TV or read a book or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean, you know.
they need to go to extremes. Yeah, because, you know, if you can save a marriage, it's always better than go the other way, because it's complicated.
That's one of the advantage when you go out with somebody who's younger is can be open, you know, to new experiences. And in this case, for your friend, the husband is like, no, I already lived that. I'm tired. But with Pascal, for instance, I love to travel. And he likes new stuff, but he didn't travel, you know, all over the world, or he didn't do a lot of stuff. And since he's been with me, he went to countries he never went before. And he really liked that. We already went to some countries, you know. He's like, oh, I would never thought I would go there. I mean, I think he would have traveled, maybe not that much, because that's something I really like to do. And I'm happy that he likes to do that. Can you imagine if I would be with someone who doesn't like to move from the house at all, doesn't like to travel?
Oh, yeah.
It would not work. I like to see different countries. And I used to work for an airline just for that. So, no. That would be a big no-no.
Yeah.
Deal breaker. Definitely, for me, deal breaker. If you don't like to travel, deal breaker. We cannot stay in my house all year long. No way.
Sounds very boring.
Some people, they don't move from their house. They're just there. I have cousins like that. They've never been anywhere. And they live in Europe. They don't even go where Italy is on the map, or even Spain, or, you know, Greece.
Yeah. There's some people who just don't like to go anywhere.
Just stay there.
Yeah, I have cousins in Rio that never left Rio. The city of Rio. They went to nearby Rio. Towns, but getting out of the outside the state of Rio.
Wow. Not interested.
No. They like that little routine every day. Different tastes for everyone. In a way, it's good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if everybody's the same, it'll be boring. But,
exactly.
Yeah. And man, talking about older guys, just one more thing before we go. Men usually age faster than women, isn't it? That's what... Thank God. At least this has always been that way. Don't know if it changed, but I remember that it's always even they had a lower life expectancy as well compared to women and all that. So if you're dating or marrying someone who is older, then you have to also the older man, there is also that it's going to be even older, more tired, and because it's just tougher on them for some reason. I don't know. Maybe they don't like to go to the doctors that much or hide when they have issues more. But yeah. So the age thing gets more on your face. Because I see my mom and my dad. My mom is 1 year younger than my dad. And my dad looks much older than my mom. So
You might also end up being their nurse at the end. Because we might be each other's nurse at the end. Okay. Because we're almost the same age or whatever. We are going to have to take care of each other. But if the man is way older than you, you're going to have to be his nurse way faster than you were supposed to. Earlier than you're supposed to.
Yeah.
When he's 80, you're still in your 50s and are you 60? You're in your 60s. 60 is still young. My mom is 69 and she still go dancing. She does a lot of stuff. But, you know, you're going to have to end up taking care of a nurse, to your husband. Yeah. And I'm not ready yet. I want to do the nurse maybe in my 80s. I don't know.
Yeah, then you're ready with that in your mind. I know it's coming anyway. So
exactly. But if you're still in your 50s and your husband is 75 or 78 and he's getting, I don't know, his health is not that good. Yeah, that could be something to think about.
Yeah. Because it's good to it's all good when you're younger. Both of you are still, but once you get older, that's when you realize how that impacts you. So,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
Oh well. So there was a little $0.05 or $0.02 that we put on it.
5 cents or 25 cents.
25 cents. If you have any experience with that, let us know. We have a lot of a way for us to, to talk with you. We have a Facebook page that you can join and talk to us. Instagram, we have a new account. Instagram is High Vibes
Moms. High five.
Moms.
High five, moms.
And we also have a YouTube channel where you can see all the clips from our interviews and all the episodes that we have. So don't forget to subscribe also to the podcast, anywhere you listen to us. This way you can have the new episode right away.
Yes, yes. Please subscribe and leave reviews if you can. And keep on listening to our episodes. We appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
See you next time. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and a Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.